Hello, it's Paul Dunphy in on the Late Show for Russell Walker for the penultimate time this week. Just one more go-around with me tomorrow. Well, two more if you count tonight. On the show, all of the usual suspects. And of course, I shall be asking the age-old question. Where in the world is Andy Mossack? That's all to come before 11 right here on The Late Show on BBC. Hearing about your first clue about where in the world Andy Mossack is very shortly.
Twitter get
owe an apology to Andy who emailed paul.dunphy@bbc.co.uk. I thought when he was suggesting Bling 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 by ABBA producer Darren, he was substituting Bling for money, but he wasn't. It was Ring Ring Ring. Works on a couple of levels. Could have just stuck with Ring 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 if he wanted to. So, a formal BBC apology to you, Andy. In lieu of BBC points. Talking of Andy's, I'm going to be asking where in the clue Andy Mossack is. In just under an hour, we'll find out. But here is your first clue, OK? The Marmenor, or Minor Sea, is a natural salty lagoon separated from the Mediterranean by a long, narrow strip of land. The water is warm and clear and just 7 metres deep and was once dubbed the largest swimming pool in the world by famous swimmer and Hollywood actress Esther Williams. Have you been there? Do you know of it? Let me know. 81333 and start your message with Russ if you think you know where Andy Mossack is. Loads of BBC points if you get it after the first guess. Here's your second clue for Andy Mossack. Where in the world is he? Although famous throughout the country, paella originally came from here. This famous mixed seafood, meat and rice dish was brought here by the North African Moorish invaders in the Middle Ages, who lived here for over 200 years. Where in the world do you think he is? Country and also, ideally, town or village or place, do you know? So, although famous throughout the country, paella originally came from here. This famous mixed seafood, meat and rice dish was brought here by the North African Moorish invaders in the Middle Ages who lived here for over 200 years. Where in the world is Andy Mossack? We shall... Within the next 25 minutes, here's Carole King. I feel the earth. BBC across Yorkshire and Lincolnshire and Humberside. Where in the world is Andy Mossack? This is the part of the show where Andy Mossack, the roving reporter, the travel writer, the international man of mystery, is in a mystery location. You've been guessing just where he is. We've given you two clues already. Everyone's been guessing Valencia in Spain. Is that close, Andy?
Hi, matey.
Hello.
Not too far. It's the what they call the commune of Valencia. So it's kind of the region of Valencia.
Oh, okay.
Right ballpark. But it's actually Alicante.
Alicante.
Ah. Yeah, that kind of. So it's Costa Blanca. A very nice part of southeast Spain. So if you could imagine, Alicante is where people normally fly into when you go on holiday to Benidorm or
Denia,
places like that. I never really thought actually there was anywhere in Spain that I hadn't seen or most people had heard of before. But if you just turn south instead of north, so if you literally go the opposite way to Benidorm down south and about half an hour's drive away, it's just agriculture. Orange groves, lemon groves. It's a fantastic part of Spain. Really, really lovely. Really warm. It's about 18, 20 degrees all year round. In the summer, it gets really hot. But, you know, most of the time, winter time, always warm.
Is it?
And, yeah.
Ooh, and is it very temperate at the moment? you say?
It's 20 degrees during the day, yeah. It's really warm and freezing cold at night.
Oh, nice.
But, no, it's great. And there's these lovely cities. Cartagena is down here, and Murcia, which is also good. And I just found it. I thought it was brilliant. And really one of those sort of undiscovered places. And I had actually had a moment today. I've got to tell you about this.
Oh, yeah.
I'm in this private sort of family-owned golf resort called Las Colinas. It's okay. It's right on the coast. And they said to me, do you want to try some falconry?
Okay, yeah.
Was have you ever done that?
Where you wear the glove and the bird lands on you?
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
No, I've not, no. I'm not sure whether I'd be petrified of the bird or not in case it ripped my face off.
Yeah. I mean, some of the shows I've done, I've seen, is literally you just see other people, you know, the birds going onto the sort of the birding people themselves, you yeah. know. This is where they just stick a glove on yourself, you know. So yeah. they put this glove on me, and I go into this place, and it's surrounded by these owls and hawks and falcons everywhere. These birds are just magnificent beasts, they really are. Mm. And I went with this lady Marianne, and she took me into the forest, this beautiful Mediterranean forest, and then this falcon, beautiful falcon called Aloha, she let it loose and it went up into the tree, and then she gave me these bits of animals to put in my glove. Right. And she said, don't look at him, and she'll fly straight down. And she did. You just hold your arm out, and this beautiful falcon just came and just sat on my arm. And obviously ate the food, you know.
Did it hurt at all? Like, they've got quite sharp claws, haven't they? Does it go through the glove, pierce your skin?
Not at all. It's absolutely just sat there looking at me with these beautiful eyes and, you know, just incredible, you know, really close up. And I sort of had a little moment, you know. I thought, wow. This is terrific. And she let me just walk around with her on my arm for a good half an hour. It was lovely. Really fantastic.
You bonded.
I did, yeah. I'll stick a couple of pictures on the Facebook page of me and Aloha getting birdy together. It was lovely.
But some bird bonding. Thank you very much. Andy Mossack.
Some bird bonding.
More from you next week, I hope?
Next week, I'm not sure. The week after, I'm going somewhere pretty special, I must say, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, we'll find out then.
Yeah. It's great, mate. Great.
Cool. Right, well, speak to you soon, Andy.
All right, take care.
Bye. So, there we go. Andy Mossack, the international man of mystery. Facebook.com/LateNightRussell for photos with him and Aloha. Half hour power on the way very shortly.